Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. It's my birthday. And just a word of warning. I am pre-recording this as well. Oh my gosh. I've sat here and I'm pre-recording, and I pre-recorded Monday's show. And after I got completely finished with Monday's show, I realized that when I said the date at the beginning of the Monday show, I said the wrong date, because I always look at my computer screen to tell me what the day and the date is, just because I'm old and I forget. And so behind the curtain here, luckily these are multi-track recordings that I do, which means the music is on a separate track. So I caught it, and I re-recorded just the intro, just my voice, and then I went back and put that in. Well, when I edit, I'm going to go back in and put that in. So anyway, I was talking about, we were still on Saturday, so we went and looked for art, but we're having trouble finding something that is big enough for over the mantle, because it's a very large fireplace with a really tall ceiling, and we need something big to go there. But one of the reasons that he and I never were having trouble, we're very slow in doing things for the house, is because we cannot decide on things. I really want, and he wants, I think, curtains in the living room and in our bedroom, especially in our bedroom, because we want to do, because the sun comes in the morning and wakes us up. But we have tall ceilings and tall, you know, windows, so we're going to need really tall curtains. And just finding curtains that we both like and figuring out, do we want a pattern? Do we want plain? Do we want white? Or do we want a color? You know, it's a big thing. And then again, couch, and we want a new TV stand. We wanted to eventually get a washer and a dryer, because you know, the ones we've got are cheap, junky ones. And they're starting to leave the antiperspirant stains under the arms, even after he washes the clothes. There's this buildup of antiperspirant in the underarms of some of our shirts, because I feel like our washer and dryer just do not do a good job. And so I'd really like to get a really nice, I don't know, Samsung, you know, front loading, you know, with all the bells and whistles. But again, we're just procrastinating on all this because we can't make decisions. So we looked around, but we didn't really find anything that we liked. And everything in the stores we went was too small to fill that space. And so, you know, it was wasted. But anyway, we went and got milk because I wanted to make myself a chocolate pie. Now, there was a Filipino party on Saturday night, and I was originally going to go, but I got to thinking about it, and I'm not really a party, like, I don't really like parties in general. Like, I don't like that many people, and there's nothing to do. You're sitting around, usually they're playing music, and, you know, I don't know. I hate to be a party pooper, but it's boring just sitting around and having to make small talk to people, and you know, that you don't see very often. And then you know, they always have food, but it's probably not what you would have. It's like a potluck sort of thing. And it's not what you would have chosen for yourself had you gone to a restaurant. And you're not, I've always wondered what fun people find in parties, because unless you're getting drunk, I really don't find that to be fun. Now, if I was getting drunk, and even then I'd rather go to a club and get drunk at the club, because you can see cute boys or something. I don't know. I just am not a big fan of parties. Now, if you're going to have dinner, maybe it's because I'm getting old, but if someone invites you to dinner, they make a nice meal, you go over, you sit around the table, they bring out some wine, they bring out a lovely meal, you have dessert, coffee, and then you're like, okay, great seeing you, and you leave, fine. But when a party is like, you go over, you stand around, there's nothing to do, you know, you're eating, but they're, I don't know. And it's a lot of people, so you can't sit around a table. You're sitting on their couch and all over the place holding a plate in your lap. And I don't know. I never have really enjoyed that all that much. Plus, they don't, at these Filipino parties, they rarely speak English. And I know, I've been with Mark forever and I need to learn Tagalog. I understand that. I have failed. And I want to. But for the most part, they don't like to speak English at those parties because they have to speak English all the time. So they want to speak their native language. And again, so I thought, you know what? It's my birthday weekend. I'm just going to stay home. So I said, hey, you know, boyfie, hope you don't mind. It's my birthday weekend. I just want to relax. I don't want to go to a party. And he said, no, that's absolutely fine. I understand. And he said, they're used to it. Ha ha. they're used to me coming alone. So anyway, I'm like, so I'm just gonna say, so I just sat, I laid on the couch. I watched old episodes of Cold Case and I made my chocolate pie and that was it. I got spaghetti and rolls and a salad from a local restaurant and had spaghetti and yeast rolls for dinner. And I was happy. I was happy as a lark. It was great. And he got home really late for some, they were doing karaoke at midnight or something. He got home, well, not that late, maybe 11. He got home around 12:30. And then we went to bed and then I had church this morning. Let me tell you guys. And I know this is a sensitive subject because there are those of my listeners who may also be of the God-believing type. You know, I don't know what the skew is. There's probably less of you that believe in God than those of you who do not. But I know there are some that have similar beliefs to me. And it's always been difficult because, you know, being gay and being a Christian is very difficult because they don't really mix in a lot of ways. And I've talked about this ad nauseum, so I'm not going to belabor it, but I'll just say, as COVID has gone on, and you guys know this, I have gotten more and more angry / my eyes have been opened to these people that I thought were great people, you know, that I was around at church. I had respect for God-fearing, God-believing people who were trying to live their lives right. And then after all the presidential stuff the past 5 years and Fox News and Trump and like all of that, and then COVID, you know, all of us, you know, have had our, some would have say their eyes were already opened, but some of us had our eyes opened. So, but as I said, you know, I decided I was going to go back. And so I was a little bit apprehensive because I thought, okay, I'm going to wear a mask until I get to my seat, because there are lots of people at church and I'm going to have to be walking through crowds of people. And again, I'm vaccinated, but you know, there's the responsible thing where, you know, what if I had it and didn't know because I'm vaccinated? And I want to spread it to all these people, especially the kids that are going to be going back to school soon. And also, there is still a chance, even though you're vaccinated, that you could get it. Although I do remember them saying at the beginning that masks are more for the protection of other people, not for you. So it's more of a, I'm a caring person, not a selfish person, because I'm wearing a mask and I want to protect everyone else just in case I have something and I'm unaware of it. And our church, generally, this is the first time I've been to church in a year and a half. And before COVID, our church was packed. Hundreds of people, multiple services. Lots of church-going people around here. And I thought, you know, oh, they'll be wearing masks and they'll be spaced apart. Oh, no. There are no signs on the doors to wear a mask. There's no talk of it. I didn't hear anyone, you know, from the pulpit say, hey, make sure you're vaccinated or wear your mask. You know, I go in, I get up there, and I just had this horrible feeling. Just this pit in my stomach. Hundreds of people out in the congregation, maybe three of them wearing a mask. Maybe, you know? And I just thought, I can't wear a mask because I'm playing my trumpet. But I wore a mask all the way from my car to my seat And I'm up on stage away from the crowd. Thank God. I'm on the stage away from these people. I don't know. It just, and I know that really hasn't, I just would have thought, I don't understand. I don't understand. And I know a lot of you are like, Adam, we don't believe in God at all, so we don't understand you anyway. And I know that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It bothers me. But anyway, today's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I did have one other thing happen to me, but I don't think I'm going to have time to tell that story. So I kind of told things out of order because I forgot. But I got home, and my sweet boyfriend is mowing the lawn right now. And that's something I normally do on the weekends. And he said, no, I just wanted to do it for you because it's your birthday weekend and I wanted to take something off of your plate. It was so sweet. So I'm recording these episodes. All right. We'll go back to normal tomorrow. But for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. For real. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.